Chapter 4.
On Saturday morning, I met Sam at the offices of the Magnolia Chronicle. The skies had clouded over. There would be rain. Mr. Samuels was at his desk, hammering at his typewriter. He looked around when I came in.
"Alice is in the back room, Jean," he said.
Then he went back to hammering. I went out into the storeroom. There were a lot of plain pine shelves around the walls holding boxes of typing paper, envelopes, packets of rubber bands, jars of rubber cement. The stacks of old chronicles took up one wall and gave off an old, damp smell. Sam was already reading a paper.
"You're late," she said.
"Come on, 5 minutes late."
"Late is late."
"I suppose you were never late. I see you come rushing into school with your hair flying and your shirt untucked just before the bell half the time."
"Not half the time, every once in a while," she said.
I decided to change the topic. "What year are you reading?"
"You said it was when we were little."
"I don't know for sure exactly. Mr. Hawkins said it was around that time. It could have been a couple of years earlier or later."
"Well, I'm starting with 1923, Sam said. "Then we can branch out."
So we divided up the papers for 1923 and sat on the floor with our legs crossed and began turning the pages.
"What exactly do you think we're looking for, Gene?"
"Anything about my grandpa, Judge John Wesley Adamson."
"I never knew he had such a fancy name," Sam said.
"Remember, he was a state senator and a judge back then. It helps to have a fancy name to get those kinds of jobs."
"You mean if your name was Joe Snooze, you couldn't be a judge?"
"How could you? Who'd pay attention to a guy called Judge Snooze?" She giggled.
"Dad says most of the judges have been asleep for years anyway."
"Hey, this is serious. Let's cut out the chit-chat." We were quiet for a bit, turning pages and reading. It was slow going, for your eye was always catching some interesting little story. A pig got into the Baptist church during morning services and raced squealing around the pews with the deacon after him with a broom. Lightning struck Elmer's corn silo and knocked out the hired man who was down below forking out silage. Some old woman who remembered back when there were still Indians around Magnolia had a 100th birthday party. New law setting a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit downtown. Not much real excitement to it, but it was different, and we kept stopping to read out loud to each other.
It took us more than an hour to get through 19...